And I would like now to welcome Candace Walsh. She is with New Mexico Magazine, and she is here with us speaking of the arts.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
It's been a while. It's just great to have you back on the air.
Sure.
And I'd like to welcome Daniel Craig and Bob Josephs. They are with Veterans for Peace. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nice to be here.
So you've got an event going on tomorrow night. No, Sunday.
Sunday afternoon.
Sunday afternoon. Tell us about it. It's a screening of a very interesting film.
Yeah, the film's called Joya Noel.
Yeah, we were all trying to figure out, since none of us really speaks French, how you say that. Merry Christmas in French.
Right, and it's a film. We're showing it in commemoration of the 100th anniversary of the Christmas Truce, which occurred in 1914, what I think about 5 months after the beginning of the war. And at that point, I was looking at some statistics yesterday. I think there had been already 500,000 casualties in that 4 or 5 month period. One of the battles, the French lost 27,000 people in one day.
Good heavens.
So come Christmas of that year, some German soldiers were singing Silent Night across the trenches because they'd already started trench warfare by that point. They just bogged down and no one made any headway. And they came to this decision between the two forces to have a truce and to not fire upon each other. They ended up going out into no man's land, playing soccer, smoking cigars, drinking liquor, and visiting with each other for a short period of time.
And then they went and shot each other the next day?
Yep, and then the war went on for another 3.5 or so years. And I think the total casualty count of World War I was somewhere in the area of 37 million people, military and civilian.
So this was a Christmas Truce 1914. How did they make the movie about it? Is there, footage or what memories people were there?
It's interesting you ask, Mary Charlotte, because just last few days they unearthed a letter from a British general who had written this letter to his wife in the UK describing this truce. So he's the highest ranking officer to actually have come forward to describe this truce. And he wasn't really hostile to it. As a matter of fact, he mentioned that he didn't participate because he was too high ranking and they might take a shot at him.
Right.
But in any event, this is a dramatization of the Christmas Truce, obviously. It's a French film. It was came out in 2006. It was nominated for Best Foreign Film, 2007. It won Golden Globes and César Awards. So it's a highly regarded film.
Excellent. Well, definitely worth seeing. It's I think in kind of peace circles, it's a famous incident of a kind of illustration of the kind of beauty within the utter madness.
Right. Mm.
It was one moment of sanity.
One moment of sanity. So this is Sunday at the CCA, December 7th, 1:30 in the afternoon, CCA's Center for Contemporary Arts on Old Pecos Trail here in Santa Fe, a wonderful place to watch movies. Anything else that Veterans for Peace is doing these days?
This is our major thrust right now. In fact, it's happening nationwide. All the chapters nationwide that can participate in this event are screening the film here in December just as a... I hate to call it a wake-up call because there have been so many opportunities for wake-up calls.
Yeah.
To promote peace and non-violent conflict resolution. But as an national organization, we're doing this just to, keep promoting awareness. I like that last piece with the Rinpoche.
Yeah.
Self-awareness. If more people wake up, we wouldn't be doing some of the things we're doing. And that's the thrust of Veterans for Peace nationally, is to just educate people versus make them do something different, just to provide information. So we're going to do a poetry reading. A couple different people are going to read poems before the talk, and Craig Barnes is going to speak briefly before the film as well.
There's going to be a poetry reading by one of our members. It's a Wilford Owen poem of the period. He was killed, of course, at the end of the war. So it's quite poignant.
Well, I want to thank you both for being with us, Daniel Craig and Bob Josephs of Veterans for Peace. And once again, Sunday at the CCA, 1:30.
Joyeux Noël.
Joyeux Noël. Thank you so much for being with us.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Candace Walsh.
Hello.
What's happening?
So much is happening this month. It's very exciting. On Saturday night, the artist Nicola Heindel is having an opening at Flying Fish Gallery. And if you've ever seen a Putumayo CD cover,
yes,
she's the artist. She's actually done over 200 of those covers.
But they're great.
Yeah, they really are sweet and fun. And this particular show, Interstices, is it's a mixed media show and definitely a departure from the Putumayo cover vernacular. But it'll be really fun. It's a sweet space. And she moved here from London to Santa Fe last year, so it'd be nice to welcome her that
way. Excellent, yeah. Grandma Lales Tamales is a Christmas story by Nazario Garcia with illustrations by Dolores Aragon. And Nazario is going to be reading and doing a book signing event on Sunday at Bookworks in Albuquerque from 3 to 5 p.m. So our friends and listeners down that way can go check him out. Nazario Garcia is a wonderful author and scholar and human being. We always love when he's got new work out.
And it's wonderful to share a picture or a storybook for children that reflects the culture of New Mexico.
Very much so.
Yeah. Baca Street Art Tour is happening this weekend. I'm going to keep on hammering the gift opportunities to shop locally and support the wonderful arts economy and also give something meaningful to people near and far. So they are having a 20-plus artist art tour. There'll be live music. There'll be demos. You can watch hand-blown glass art happening. You can make your own paperweight at Liquid Light Glass as a gift or to keep for yourself. I don't recommend mailing it. It'll probably cost a lot in postage. You can call 820-2222 for information about that. It's 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. this weekend. I think it kicks off this afternoon and it goes through Sunday.
The cat of the week this week is Antoine. You can call Felines and Friends about him. He is a little kitty who loves to play. He would do well in a home with another young cat to play with. He has a short coat and orange tabby markings with white areas and white around his muzzle. And he's just about a year old. So if you'd like to adopt him, you can call 316-2281. You can also see him and other kitties at fandfnm.org.
What a sweetheart. I want to mention...
Kitty. If Robert were here, he'd be purring.
I'm so terrible at that. Gosh. I have to warm up.
I'm not a purring kind of gal myself. Maybe woofing, barking. Anyway.
Mm. Yeah, so Elza Guan, artist residency on Canyon, is having a group show tonight. The opening is from 5 to 7, and it includes the work of the photographer Anna Kate Yarrow, who makes beautiful nature-inspired images, captures them, as you might say. That's 545 Canyon Road. And I just want to take a moment and share a dispatch from Taos, if that's okay.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot going on this weekend in Taos, and my friend Robert Cafazo is my source for all things Taos. I call him my Taustro, which is the maestro of Taos. He is a gallerist in Ranchos de Taos with Two Graces Plaza Gallery. But he's just really involved in the community. And so he told me about this really neat thing. The Van Vechten Lineberry Art Museum is hosting a one-day estate sale of the Van Vechten Lineberry family. So in terms of just like having an intimate art experience, cultural experience in New Mexico, this is pretty intense because they're opening the building to, and people can come and browse, among beautiful art, furniture, objet. You got Taos Society of Artists, landscape painter Richard Manning Chrysler's work, Taos portrait artist Hans Popp, Taos artist Charles Stewart, Japanese woodblocks and historic Taos photos, not to mention all sorts of ephemera and even household goods. So it's a real piece of the art culture here. Female painter Dwayne Van Vechten is the niece of Carl Van Vechten. His photographs will be available. And so Dwayne married Edward Lineberry, and they opened the first grocery store in Taos, as well as the Kachina Lodge.
Excellent.
Yeah. And then Valerie Plame will be doing a Q&A at Moby Dickens at 2, also in Taos, discussing her new novel, Burned, answering questions posed by Joan Livingston, editor of Taos News. And finally, Lighting Ledoux is tomorrow from 5 to 7. Ledoux Street will be closed to vehicles. There'll be a parade, lots of farolitos. Father Winter will be going to the Harwood and listening to what children want for Christmas. And then there'll be the museum will be open so people can go see the popular Orale Kings and Queens of Cool exhibitions.
Oh, yeah. I've been meaning to go up and see that. That sounds so great.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, Teatro Paraguas is presenting a new play this weekend and next weekend by Chiara Alegría Hudes, and it's called 26 Miles. She's a Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright, and it's about two characters, Beatriz and Olivia, who are an estranged mother and daughter seduced by the prospect of a getaway. Their midnight departure starts out as a desperate move by Beatriz to remove Olivia from the care of her conflicted father. Goes on from there, apparently a great, irresistible family drama. It's Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30 and Sundays at 2 o'clock at Teatro Paraguas at 3205 Calle Marie. And for more information and reservations, teatroparaguas.org or 424-1601.
So Sunday, the Fred Harvey exhibit, setting the standard Fred Harvey company and its legacy, is opening at the New Mexico History Museum. And you can read all about the backstory at nmmagazine.com because Stephen Fried wrote a beautiful feature for the December issue called In Harvey Heaven, which is his personal journey to deciding to write the mega bestseller Appetite for America, which is all about Fred Harvey and his company and its legacy. He likes to think that it set off a Fredissance. And if you're still scratching your head wondering who Fred Harvey is, I will just share this tiny excerpt that explains it. In case you don't know Fred, he was the founding father of the American hospitality industry. An aside, La Fonda is part of that, and the Castaneda in Las Vegas, which is reopening next year. Partnered with America's largest railroad, the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe, Fred and his family business were the great civilizing force of the American West, with generations of golden years from the 1870s through the 1940s, but a rich history that extended a full century.
Yeah, and apparently part of the motivation was he rode the train and the food was so bad.
Exactly.
He saw an opportunity.
Yeah, people were like, you know, they'd regularly get stomach illness after.
Right.
Yeah.
So this coming Monday, there's an event at the Jean Cocteau Cinema. Local nurses will be speaking out and telling their stories on stage on Monday, December 8th at 7 o'clock. Nurses Speak is a benefit performance of nurses sharing personal stories from the front lines of nursing. The tickets are very affordable. You can buy them in advance. They are expecting a full house, so you may want to buy tickets in advance. Let's see. There is a website, but I can't figure out what it is. So maybe go ahead and call the Jean Cocteau Cinema.
And I'm pretty sure I saw that page on Facebook, too. So okay. I think if people Google that and also call the Jean Cocteau.
Yeah, Nurses Speak.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Sipapu is opening today. It's been open, but now it's going to be regularly open for daily operations. So if you feel like skiing, get up there. And also, I want to just talk about the Gustav Bauman Show at the New Mexico History Museum, Artist Cards from Holidays Past. Gustav Bauman made handmade Christmas cards using wood blocks and carving the designs and stamping them. And apparently all of his friends here did that too. So the show has several examples of these cards from him and Blumenschein and other very historically significant artists of Santa Fe and Taos. And it's a really fun personal way to interact with the Gustav Bauman body of work. And I personally feel inspired to do something like that.
Yeah, and he's a wonderful artist.
He really
is. Those wood blocks.
Yeah.
David Geist is performing tonight at Pranzo at Geist Cabaret, and it's called One Enchanted Evening. So swing on by for a tune or two. And if you want more information, davidgeist.com.
Yes. Speaking of music, this is the weekend where Santa Fe Youth Symphony has all of their musical performances. My daughter is actually in one of the orchestras. But what I've always been pleased by as I go to these concerts every year is that, that they really reach out to people in the community who might not normally be able to afford to learn how to play musical instruments, and B, that if you closed your eyes, you'd really, really have a hard time discerning whether you were listening to a youth orchestra or an adult professional orchestra. I mean, they are really tight. They do classical.
Do you know somebody in it?
Huh?
Do you know anybody in it?
I mentioned my daughter's in it.
Okay.
Yeah. And they also do new compositions, and it's in the St. Francis Auditorium, so it's a very beautiful space with great acoustics. And so
wonderful.
That is, there are performances, mariachi, jazz, elementary strings, and orchestra on Saturday and Sunday. The tickets are very affordable, and it's a wonderful fundraising opportunity just to keep it going. This is their 20th anniversary year.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
And the next generation of musicians, I love it.
Yeah.
At Collected Works, tomorrow at 11:30, there's an event that is sponsored by the Greenhouse Grocery Community Co-op. Join Deborah Madison, Santa Fe food activist, and James Beard award-winning author, David Breaker, president of the Impact Network, and B.J. Pfeiffer, president and founder of the Greenhouse Grocery, for a discussion about how the new grocery contributes to a healthy, resilient food system and a strong local economy. So, economic democracy and food, tomorrow morning at Collected Works.
Excellent. Yeah, I was just reading Bon Appetit this morning, and I saw that Deborah's new book about vegetables is featured as a holiday gift to get.
Nice.
Yeah. The Homesman is playing at CCA. Did you know that this movie starring Tommy Lee Jones and Hilary Swank was filmed mostly in New Mexico?
Why, no.
It was. It was filmed near Las Vegas, our Las Vegas, and at Los Luceros in El Calde. And it actually was conceived of at Santa Cafe. Cherie Burns wrote in our November story about the film that the project sprang to life in Santa Fe during a lunch meeting at Santa Cafe. Taos resident and film producer Michael Fitzgerald asked Sam Shepard if he knew of a good Western story that was suited to Tommy Lee Jones. Shepard suggested Glendon Swarthout's novel, The Homesman, the tale of a spinster schoolteacher and a dodgy claim jumper who team up against the odds to transport three mentally unhinged female settlers to parts east.
Good heavens.
So that's playing at CCA, and it's been getting really great reviews.
So I got an email from Peter Murphy, who was talking about his book, Social Security for Decision Makers, and he's doing that today at 4:30, but it doesn't say where. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Go Google.
Yeah, go Google. And also, tomorrow at 3 o'clock, there's a reading from the New Mexico School for the Arts, IAIA's Word Creative Writing class. All of this is at Opposite Books. Okay.
Great.
Thank you. So Social Security for Decision Makers, today at 4:30, readings from New Mexico School for the Arts and IAIA, 3 o'clock tomorrow, and then Sunday at 2 o'clock, join Gail Laura Dunn as she reads from her debut collection of poetry. Tuesday at 6 o'clock, join Adam Jones talking about the Vendetta of Felipe Espinosa. And that's a Civil War tale set in 1863 about a gunman who stalked the territories on a divine mission to kill American settlers.
Hmm.
All of that and much more good things at Opposite Books.
And you can go to Santa Fe Clay's holiday sale Saturday from 9 to 2. It's their 20th anniversary holiday sale in an open house. So you can watch ceramic artists create new pieces, shop for existing pieces, the ceramic mug, maybe perhaps a soap holder, vases, and an actual, more less utilitarian but equally beautiful sculpture.
Excellent.
I have to say, one time I took a class there, and I was like, you know, my kids were little babies, and I really needed to go do some me time.
Uh-huh.
And I tried to learn how to throw clay on the wheel, and I was so bad at it that it just made me cry every Tuesday, so I quit.
Oh, no.
But I really applaud everyone who got beyond that point.
Yeah, definitely.
I have a lot of handmade clay objects around, even the very flawed things I made during that class.
There is an event happening at here at the Santa Fe Baking Company, I believe. It's called, yeah, it's from 8 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon tomorrow, and the Amnesty International local chapter, Chapter 122, is doing a global Right for Rights write-a-thon.
Ooh.
You can basically show up and write on behalf of political prisoners around the world. You can get to know people, you can have some coffee, you can have a burrito, and apparently those letters have made a huge difference for many people living in states of terrible injustice year after year after year, decade after decade. It's a very important thing to do. So tomorrow morning here at the Baking Company.
It's wonderful.
I love this place.
I love it too. Tonight, I especially love it when they're not making smoothies every 2 minutes, but I really love it no matter
especially
what.
While we're talking
yeah,
on the air.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Saturday night, breakfast at Tiffany's is the Aiden Comfort Gala theme. This year, there'll be a silent auction of memorabilia from the film. You can check in for the preview reception at 6:30, and the doors open at 8. It's a wonderful thing. It benefits people who have HIV, and it helps to cover the services that their insurance does not cover at southwestcare.org.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. The UNM Arts Lab and the Institute of American Indian Arts are Full Dome screening are featuring a selection of student dome films from the last 3 years. That's Thursday of next week from 4 to 5 at the IAIA Digital Dome in the Barbara and Robert Ellis Science and Technology Building, which is down on the campus there. And it is a 12 by 24 foot dome. It's also sort of called a planetarium, and people make films for this space.
Mm.
So it's super cool and interesting, and there's a lot of amazing creative young people down there, and it is free. So check it out. IAIA.
Awesome. Medieval Holiday happening on Saturday. Benefit for Warehouse 21. Get your Ren Faire on there. They'll have all sorts of people in historic costumes. And it's presented by the Society for Creative Anachronism, Arts and Sciences.
Society for Creative Anachronism. I haven't heard from them for a long time.
Donations accepted. Costumes encouraged.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
There's a fundraiser for Santa Fe Partners in Education in honor and memory of Lorraine Goldman, who was their first director. And some of the proceeds will be earmarked for programs nurtured by Lorraine, the Capitol High Medical Careers Pathway, and the music program at DeVargas Middle School. The event is at 224 La Cruz Road on Sunday from 11 to 4 in the afternoon. It's an open house and studio sale of fine artist Melinda Silver.
Saturday morning, get your kids together, go over to Collected Works at 9:30 a.m. I think that's kind of early, but whatever. It's The Adventures of Santa Fe Sam. And so all the organized parents who can get there at 9:30 can bring their kids to this great event where the kids will actually be able to create a pop-up book about Santa Fe Sam, a very curious prairie dog who has lots of adventures here.
Oh, my favorite animal.
Prairie dogs.
Besides dogs.
Uh-huh.
It's not just because they're a kind of dog, which they aren't even that. But anyway.
I like the way they peek back and forth.
There's such great animals.
Mm-hmm.
One more thing. Monica Susaya Helford's Amigo Market Party is this Saturday from 10 to 5. It's traditional Spanish artwork, matachine Christmas ornaments, and colcha embroidery. Lots of good stuff. Santo Domingo Pueblo Jeweler and pozole and red chili. It's at 850 El Caminito. For more information, 982-4175. So it's time to go. And, of course, we didn't get through all the announcements, but that's the way it always goes.
Because there's just so much going on.
There's so much going on. So pick up your pasatiempo, pick up your reporter, and, you know, just take a walk downtown, see what's happening. and Candace Walsh with New Mexico Magazine. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for having me.
Do you have a Christmas issue?
Oh, yeah. December is beautiful. Farolitos everywhere. Plus, if you buy 3 subscriptions as, you know, gifting, then you get a free calendar, and the second and third subscription are $10 off.
Yay. Well, Candace Walsh, thank you for being with us. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's fabulous news team. And after that, jazz. Everybody have a wonderful and happy weekend, and enjoy this sort of crazy, unseasonably warm weather, rain and sun and all of it. Hasta la vista.
Bye.
Bye.